Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in the heart of Cardiff. It's Sunday the 19th of September and, as we call it, the 16th Sunday after Trinity. I'm Sarah, the Vicar of St John's, and it's really good to have you with us. In this week's service, we'll look at a common misperception of a well-known passage of the Gospels, and we'll look ahead to our harvest service, which we'll be having on the 3rd of October. And there'll be an opportunity for everyone to contribute to that wherever you are throughout our community. As you've seen, if you choose to put your first names and your location in the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we will try to welcome you personally, because it's true, you are very welcome wherever you're joining us from. And it also reminds us of who we're gathering here with today. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community, having this time together and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you're joining us, you are welcome here. If you can, please do stay with us right until the end of the service. So, who do we have online here today? Well, Tayo, it's great to see you check in with us today, because I know there you are in Rotterdam, out on a dancing competition, I think. And I want you to know I've been thinking of you today. I hope you are having a great time. Freya, Mark and Flavia, thinking of you, and wonderful to have you with us today, because you couldn't be there this morning, I know. Richard, thank you so much for all you do for us, and Prenhonda to you. It's good to see you. Mary and Julie in Gloucester, I hope you are having a really good weekend, and that continues right into the week. There's something about mums and daughters, so it's great to see you and to know you're together for the weekend for sure. Helen, lovely to have you with us today, and I hope your week has been good. Ellen, I love the messages. Goof, quite so. And then we have an S just there, but I think this is what you meant to say. Good afternoon. I hope you're having a lovely weekend. Love and blessings. Ellen, it's great as ever to have you with us. Bjorn, what a lovely message. Bjorn says, good afternoon, Cardiff, UK, France and Uruguay, from Bjorn in Lübeck. And he even tidies up the spelling there in his second message. Top man you are. Amanda, lovely to have you with us. Amanda joins us from Cumbran and is part of our evening prayer sessions. Lou, so lovely to have you back from Yorkshire. I didn't get a chance to say that to you this morning because of meetings, but it's great to see you this morning, and it's great to have you back with us. Ruth, good afternoon to you, and thank you for all you do. And Chris from St Iltyd's, usually, hello from Richmond, a long way from the Rhondda. Well, you know, you can take Chris out of the Rhondda, but you can't take the Rhondda out of Chris. I'm pretty sure of that. So it's great to have you join us from Richmond. Is that Richmond, Surrey or Richmond, Yorkshire? Either way, they're both good places. So welcome to all of you, and hello to Heather, Sue, to Alison, Katie and Robert, and hello also to Clara, Alex, Hugh and Fiona, and to Laura and to Liz, who often catch us literally on catch up. Once again, a very special welcome to you if you are listening on the phone. So we have we put the live stream on the phone an hour after we start the service. So we start here at 4 o'clock British Summer Time, and an hour later I have an audio version available on the phone. If you know anyone without the internet who wants to hear the service on the phone, just tell them that we have that facility. It's a Cardiff number. It's not a premium rate number. However much it costs you to get a call to Cardiff, that's how much this will cost you. There's no extra money. It's 02920 101 565. 02920 101 565. We'll put that up on the Facebook and Twitter pages during the week. Hello if you're listening on the phone. Dorothy, hello to you. Hello to Christabel, Jane and your friends, Iris, Fernette and Joyce. And hi to Marion and Oswald. It was great to talk with you recently. Hello to Myrta, who's joining us as part of our community in Uruguay. And Ellen, no problem with sometimes YouTube does this with our comments. No problem at all. It's always great to see you. Chris has just updated the location. It is indeed Richmond, Surrey. Choice of three churches. Have been to two of them over several visits. May try the third one next time. Sounds like a plan, Chris. Sounds like a plan. Well, friends, we gather together today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community across many different counties and countries. We are a community where each member is valued and loved. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. Let us remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the 16th Sunday after Trinity, and it's read for us today by our PCC Secretary, Evan.
O Lord, we beseech you mercifully to hear the prayers of your people who call upon you, and grant that they may both perceive and know what things they ought to do, and also may have grace and power faithfully to fulfil them. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading comes from chapter 9 of the Gospel of St. Mark, and it begins at verse 30 and ends at verse 37. And it's read for us today by one of our church wardens, Ruth. In this week's Gospel,
a reading from Mark chapter 9, verses 30 to 37. Jesus and his disciples passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him, and 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying, and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, And taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me."
In this week's Gospel, Jesus takes a little child and says to his disciples that anyone who welcomes the child welcomes him, and anyone who welcomes him welcomes the one who sent him. This passage is often misunderstood. It's often thought to mean that Jesus loved children, or that children are important to God. That's true, of course, but it's not what Jesus meant. Jesus and his disciples were going to Capernaum, and along the way, Jesus had realised that the disciples were arguing amongst themselves as to which one of them was the greatest. And so when they reached their destination, Jesus took the child and said, "Whoever welcomes this one welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me." In Jesus' day, children had no rights. Their father made total determination of their lives. And we know that sadly, that's true for some children today. And it's more true of girl children than boy children in some societies. What Jesus was saying, though, is that everyone is valuable to God. You and I are somehow the signature of God and much loved by God, but the universe does not revolve around us. We have our proper dignity, but we have our proper place within God's creation. As humans, we need to recognise that human activity is damaging our planet. Climate change and the destruction of ecosystems can be directly traced to human activity. And just like the example of the child in Jesus' day, the parts of creation that are most at risk are those who have the fewest rights and the smallest voice. So harvest this year at St. John's will be a collection of the things that we are doing individually to look after God's created order. Are there things that you've done for years or have recently started to do because they're kinder to the planet? Let us know, because this year our harvest celebration will be about taking care of what God has made. For the love of everything God has created, and for the love of God. And so we come now to our time of intercession. And if you have anyone or any issue on your heart, please do feel free to put it into the comments on Facebook or YouTube. And if you do that, we'll try to pray for your intention in real time. We are a prayerful community, and here's a reminder of our pledge to each other.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
Hello, I'm Anne,
and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I am Iona, and I will pray with you.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father, through Christ, the Saviour of the world. And so, we do pray for all of God's creation. For all that God has made, which has been harmed by human activity. For the choices we have made as a society, even without knowing it. And we pray for the strength to individually and collectively change our ways to live more gently on God's good earth. We hold before God the people of Afghanistan in this uncertain time for their country, and especially the women and girls of that nation. We pray for the people of Russia during their elections, and especially for those who are regarded as dissidents and a threat to the Russian state in these elections. We continue to pray for Laura and for Stephanie. And with Rachel, we pray for Beth. We hold Emma before God. And we pray for Gaynor and Rob. With Peter, we pray for his friend Paul. And we pray for Kieran and for John and for Leslie and Damien. With Teo, we continue to pray for those who are discriminated against for being different. And with Chris, we pray for those who continue to be seriously affected by COVID and who mourn the loved ones they have lost. And we hold Alison and Robert on our hearts as they prepare for Frieda's funeral tomorrow. And in a short time of quiet, we offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And together we say the Lord's Prayer in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you very much for being with us today. And just to remind you, it would be great if you could let us know what things you do in order to care for all of God's creation. It may well be things you've been doing for years, but if you do it to honour God and what God has made, and to care for the things that God has made, then let us know. It might be a few things that you've recently started to do. Either way, drop us an email, let me know, and we'll include it in our offering in 2 weeks' time in our harvest service. So the harvest service is the 3rd of October, and if you let me know the things that you've done, we'll make it anonymous and we'll simply offer these good things to God. And here is God's blessing for each and every one of us. God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. We'll leave you this week with a photo of the floral display which Vanessa produced for us for last week. And we've also got photos from this morning of Adele, Andrew, Bibi, Janet and Sylvia, Glenys, Stephen and Norma. And finally, one of St. John's High Altar just before the service. Thank you for being with us today. And we wish each one of you a blessed week. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew, Bendithiog, Chi.